I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1303, Love is Enough. In Christian circles, the heresy is to add to Jesus. We're saved by Jesus plus something else. How good we are, how much we pray, how often we attend church. But salvation isn't Jesus plus, it's just Jesus. Likewise, we want to add to the great commandment. It's loving God and others plus stuff. Let me ask you, is love really enough? I mean, what needs to be added to that? This podcast is about the two great commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Is that sufficient? Do we have to kind of keep going to other things, add to the list? Jesus said to his disciples, "You will be known by your love." And Galatians says, "The only thing that matters is our faith expressed in love." So follow my logic today. If you see someone being loving, there's something of God in that interaction, even if the person doesn't know God or is still far away from God. There's something of God there. You say, well, what about truth? Don't we need to balance love and truth? No, we don't. Because to say that is to say love is not enough. We don't need to balance love and truth because love tells the truth. Everything can be summed up in love, including the truth. God is love. Jesus is God. Therefore, everything Jesus did was loving, is loving, everything. Jesus is never, ever not loving. Now, that expression of love, calling out the Pharisees, for example, may not be received as love, but it is love nonetheless. In John chapter 1, the gospel tells us in verse 14, the Word, that's Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, full of grace and truth. Boom! That's a great definition of love. Love is grace and truth. It includes both. Truth is more than facts. Truth is reality, folks. Truth is what is, even if that's hard to face. It's living according to how things really are. And that's why it doesn't seem like love at the time. Truth says, here is reality. What are you going to do with it? And grace is not God's backup plan. God didn't invent grace to deal with sin. Hear that again. Grace is not God's backup plan. God didn't invent grace to deal with sin. If sin never existed, grace still would have. Grace is God sharing his life with his creation. Grace is God moving toward us. Grace is not transactional, it's God's witness, his relational connection to us. Grace is I see you, I hear you, I'm for you, I'm with you, I understand you, I care about you. I'm glad to be with you, I've been where you are. We're in this together, I'm committed to you. And that's all true before we sinned. When we understand that love isn't mushy-gushy feelings, it's action, it's moving toward another person with grace and truth, then we can see love really is enough. Here's the great question. Which is harder for you, the grace part or the truth part, and why? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we long to live a life filled with love, to walk in the footsteps of grace and truth as we interact with those around us. Help us to see the inherent worth and dignity of every person we encounter, regardless of their differences with us. Help us to offer compassion and understanding and acceptance of all, just as we hope to receive the same. At the same time, bestow upon us the wisdom to speak the truth in love. Give us the courage to address difficult conversations with honesty and integrity, always striving for clarity and empathy. Let our words be a force of healing and growth, not harm and division. Guide us, Lord, to balance the two aspects of grace and truth, which are love, in our daily life. Help us to understand when to offer comfort and when to challenge, when to forgive and when to seek reconciliation. Teach us the dialect of discernment so we may respond to each situation in a way that reflects your love. Fill us more with your love so we can overflow with it. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1304. In the meantime, it's mind-blowing to connect the dots. God is love. Jesus is God. Therefore, everything Jesus did was loving. May you walk through your world today with grace and truth, because love is enough.